What are you doing with my video camera?
He's making an audition tape for Big Brother.
Are you serious, Big Brother?
Yeah, I always had a daydream that I'd be on a TV show.
Me too, but in mine, you're on an episode of Unsolved Mysteries and all they can find is your car.
I'd love to see you on Big Brother, Jimmy.
Oh, please, do you have any idea how many people put in applications for that show? Why do you waste your time with such stuff?
Because I think positively. You know, that's the problem, Greg. You're always so negative. You know, I think that the glass is half full.
Yeah, and I think, hey, that's my glass. Why are you drinking out of it?
Hey, Greg, get in here. We're going to watch Jimmy's audition tape for Big Brother.
Now? I taped 60 minutes 2 weeks ago, and I was finally going to get to watch it.
Oh, come on. It'll just take a second.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Jimmy Hughes.
Sorry, I saw that you've written 60 minutes on there. I thought that was the length of the tape.
I know you're getting a lot of these tapes, so I thought I'd make one myself and show you why I'd be great on Big Brother. I work at a studio across town from where you shoot Big Brother, so I'm very familiar with the world of television.
Jimmy's a loving and caring husband, and he knows how to take care of me after a long day.
He's also always doing really crazy stuff, you know, which makes him really fun to watch.
Seven.
Probably the only one with a celebrity endorsement. Hey, look who it is, Robert Klein.
I'm running a little late here. Can you open the gate?
Yeah, sure. Could you just say I'd be great on Big Brother?
If you open the gate, I'll say you'll be great on my little sister.
You hear that, folks? That's why he's Mr. Robert Klein. All right, listen, I think I was shaking the camera a little bit. Can we try that again?
I'm begging you. Can you open the gate?
So that's me, Jimmy Hughes. I'm a regular guy just looking to be on Big Brother. So, thanks for watching. Have a good one.
What is that?
Yeah, it's me riding a bike naked. They always pick people who get naked in their video. So, check this out. This is where I put my feet on the handlebars and steer. I got it. Hello. Oh, yeah, this is Jimmy Hughes. Really? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Great. Thanks. Oh, that was Big Brother. They picked me.
What?
They picked you? Congratulations.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. How does life just happen to work out for you? You know, you don't have a place to live. I just happen to have a room. You don't have a job. One just happens to fall into your lap. What, did you make a deal with the devil?
Yeah, Greg, I sold my soul to the devil so I could work as a security guard and live in your guest house. I really just hope the devil keeps all his promises and lets me go blind by Christmas.
Don't listen to him, Jimmy. We're really proud of you.
Thank you. Well, listen, I gotta leave in 2 days. I gotta start packing my luggage. Greg, where's your luggage?
2 days? That's so soon.
Yeah, no, but we talked about this. You're still cool with it, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just going to be hard to take care of the kids all by myself, you know? I mean, basically going to be like a single mom for 3 months.
Christine, if this is going to be a problem,
no,
I don't
no,
have
no,
to
No,
do...
no, we'll get through it. Don't worry. I mean, this is a great opportunity, right? And maybe you'll win. Mm. And with $500,000, we can finally buy our own house.
Your own house? What's up?
Listen, I don't want to make you a single mom.
Look, you have nothing to worry about. Of course, me and Kim will help with the kids. But I get Dominic. After last Saturday night, I'm never watching Logan again. Kid can't even wipe himself.
Yes, he can.
You lazy little weasel.
Thank you. Welcome to Big Brother. We're here with 12 people chosen to live in this house for 3 months with no contact to the outside world. Okay? At the count of three, you will enter the house and select your beds. Keep in mind, not all beds are equal, so I suggest you pick carefully. Ready? One, two, three, go.
Sorry, bud. No room.
Sorry, brother.
Hey, Julie! I get a little help. I lock myself out.
What is he doing? He went outside.
That idiot, he's probably looking for the guest house.
Yeah, this is weird. I watch a show all the time. They usually have an old guy. Huh? Aw, damn.
I know I've only been in here for a little while, but I already hate all these people. Except Jimmy. He's just so straightforward and honest. I can't believe a successful doctor like him isn't married.
Hey, man, this is what I was looking forward to. Long days with nothing to do but just drink beer and check out the swimsuits.
Yeah. You can really tell who prepared for this and who didn't.
Yeah, man. Worked out, pigged out. Hey, so, you and that girl Lisa, you seem to be getting along, huh?
Yeah, she's sweet.
Oh, dude, she is fine. I think you got a real shot there.
Jimmy, you do know that I'm gay, right?
Okay. Well, check out the abs on Nathan. Yeah, he's always doing crunches.
That's the thing about Jimmy. He didn't seem to care that I'm gay. He didn't even seem to notice. Tomorrow I'm going to tell him that I'm black.
Yeah, it's nice to have another guy in the house who's in the same boat as me. Surrounded by beautiful women, but neither one of us is going to do anything about it. When I said the same boat, I don't mean like, you know, like we're shipmates. Because I love women. And I would love to get with some of these hot chicks here. But I never would, because I'm happily married. So, Christine, if you're watching, it may look like I'm flirting, but I'm just playing the game. In the game.
Wow, Jimmy did pretty well.
Okay, boys, show's over. It's bath time.
Why do we have to take a bath?
We're not dirty.
Not dirty? Logan, in the last hour, I've seen you put your finger in 3 different nostrils.
Come on, let's go. Get in there.
Ugh. And so the single parenting begins. Better grab some extra towels. When they're done in the tub, our bathroom looks like Quint's boat near the end of Jaws.
Uncle Greg, can you help me with something?
Clean your own backyard, you little freak.
Okay, come on. Let's wash up.
We're done.
There's no way you're done. The floor's all dry. It's usually a mess in here.
That's only from when Daddy plays Wet St. Bernard.
Really? Okay. Well, tell me this. Last week, whose idea was it to have the baby powder snowstorm?
Daddy.
I think he misses the East Coast.
Christine, I took some time to look up a couple of pieces of real estate that I think you might be interested in, you know, for when Jimmy wins the big money.
Wow, look at this. 3 bedrooms, 3 baths?
Yeah, 5 acres of land.
This looks pretty good. Where is this?
That's in Maine.
The house guests have been cut off from the outside world for almost 3 days now. Let's see how they're dealing with their isolation.
Well, I thought I would miss TV, but I didn't realize I'd have Jimmy.
And that concludes season 2 of The Simpsons.
He could do any cartoon you ask for, entire episodes, without commercials, so really he's better than TV.
Let's check in with the house guests. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Jimmy.
I hope you're all ready for the nomination ceremony.
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, that's where the head of household nominates 2 people for eviction, and then tomorrow everyone votes on who they want to kick out of the house.
Well, it's probably going to be June and that bitch Allison. Everybody knows she shaved her legs with Marcellus's head razor.
Well, you are safe. Jimmy, Allison, you are the 2 people I've chosen for nomination for eviction.
No, 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 they can't kick him out. I just found you guys a split-level home in Winnipeg.
Well, the first 2 nominations for eviction are in. But as usual, earlier this afternoon, some backdoor dealing was going on in the Big Brother house.
So we all agree.
What?
Allison's got to go. Did he say Nathan? He didn't say Nathan, did he? Allison! Allison's got to go!
I heard that, you jerks!
Okay, so we're set on Allison. Now, the other nominee has to be someone everybody likes. That way, Allison will get all the votes.
How about Jimmy?
Yeah, Jimmy's the most popular guy in the house.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll be the decoy.
Thank God.
No kidding. I'm not ready for Jimmy to come home. Watch this. Okay, kids, it's time for bed.
Good night, Mom.
Love you.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, with Jimmy not around, it's easier. See, he's the one who gets them fired up every night.
Really?
You know, Kim, all this time, I thought it was Jimmy and me united against Dominic and Logan. But now I realize he's one of them. Not only that, he's their leader.
Tonight, it's the vote to determine the first guest evicted from the Big Brother house. Will it be Allison or Jimmy? Later, we'll go live for the decision. But first, let's see what happened earlier today.
Allison, relax. You're just a decoy. Jimmy's the one I want out of here.
Everybody loves Jimmy. No one's going to vote him out.
That's why he has to go. He's too much of a threat. So I set him up. I stole a pair of Lisa's underwear. I told everyone that Jimmy took them and that he's wearing them.
Is he?
No, girl, I am.
I don't believe this. Jimmy's getting double-crossed.
They're going to vote him out.
No, no, no. Jimmy can't come home. This is working. This is working for all of us.
Where are you going?
I only have 45 minutes until they vote. I've got to figure a way to keep him in. Damn you, Marcellus. You've only lived with him for 3 days. Try 3.5 years.
I need to see your ID badge.
Oh, here you go.
Nice photo, but this badge is not for this lot.
Yeah, but it's good for that lot. This is a lot, too, so wouldn't it be good for this one also?
Sir, this isn't Blockbuster. I need a bag this lot.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Ready four, take four. Ready seven, take seven. Whoa. Who's that guy on camera three? Security, we got a problem in here.
And now we go live to the Big Brother house where we're about to have the eviction vote. Jimmy and Allison are about to make their final pleas to convince their housemates not to evict them.
I think you guys have all gotten to know me pretty well over the last week, and I really think that you should vote for whoever you think deserves to be kicked out. But just remember this, four seasons of the Flintstones you haven't heard yet, so...
Jimmy, I mean... Greg! Marcellus is stabbing you in the back! Everybody, don't vote Jimmy out! He's not wearing Lisa's underwear! Marcellus is! Show him your box. Pull your pants down.
Hey!
Pull your pants down, Greg!
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Julie.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
come on
nice
in.
To see you.
Have a seat.
Hi.
I'm Julie.
How
nice
are you?
To meet you, please. Make yourself comfortable. Well, here's a Big Brother first. A player disqualified because his brother-in-law broke into the house.
Well, I had no choice. Marcellus was stabbing him in the back.
Greg, Marcellus and I were working together. We were trying to give Allison a false sense of security.
Oh, come on.
Take a look.
I stole a pair of Lisa's underwear. I told everyone that Jimmy took them and that he's wearing them.
Is he?
No, girl, I am.
Marcellus, you're a genius.
So you think she bought it?
Oh, yeah. She's such an idiot. Who would believe that we're going to get rid of Jimmy?
I know. He's great. I almost hope he wins instead of me.
Well, sweetheart, you're never gonna win. Everybody hates you.
Yeah, everything was going the way I planned till Greg showed up.
Well, Jimmy, it looks like your brother-in-law may have cost you $500,000. You must be pretty upset.
Well, you know, I could be negative about this, Julie, but I try to think positive, you know. You may see the Big Brother house as being a little more empty, but I really just see my brother-in-law's guest house as being full for a long, long time.
Jimmy, before you go, some of your fellow house guests recorded a special message for you in the event of your eviction tonight. Let's take a look.
It's too bad you got kicked out, bro. Could have made a great alliance. I even came up with some nicknames for us. The Dynamic Duo. The Dream Twosome.
I'm never going to forget the way you looked in that whipped cream bikini, no matter how hard I try.
The two amigos. Ivory and Ivory?
Hey, I heard what you said about my abs.
Thanks.
I heard what you said about my ass. Thanks.
J squared? J&J Music Factory? Two-man group? Adderall kind of stupid, but ain't nothing else to do in this house. Got like 500 of these.
Goodbye, Jimmy. I'm gonna miss our long talks at night, staying up together and watching the sunrise, and that bubble bath we took. He was just playing the game, Christine.
Just playing the game, Julie.